No FOMO, no mo. Play a board game review for me.
Now playing a board game review recorded by the Swarmcast Podcast.
All right, we're here at Scarab 2019, and I've got Kelly sitting here with me at the booth. How's it going, Kelly?
Good.
So are you having fun at Scarab?
Yes, I am.
All right. So we're going to be talking about asking for troubles or... However it's supposed to be pronounced.
Yes.
So, what's some good stuff you can say about this game?
Well, it is a lighthearted, fun worker placement game. That's how it appears at first. The troubles are aliens that you are trying to catch and throw into a star because they're infesting a planet.
Okay.
All the action spaces that you go to, it's easy to access resources, which is what I liked. And everything is, you make a lot of progress in the game. You gain a lot of resources easily. You don't feel like you're short on anything as you're playing through the game.
Okay. So what's some perhaps some bad things you can say about this game?
The only bad thing would be possibly the time of the game. It takes it's longer than it says on the box. It says 60 to 90 minutes.
Gotcha.
It does take up to 7 players, and actually with more players, it goes faster. When you play, I played with 3 and I played with 6. The 3-player game went almost as long as a 6-player game because there's just not as many opportunities. But yeah, one of the main parts of the game is that when you move to an action space, if someone was already there, they will have an easier time taking another action. So with more players, it speeds up. With fewer players, and there's no way to know that until you're actually in the game. It didn't reference that in the rules. So we played with 6 and had a great time. We played with 3, and it was okay, but it drug on.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Well, what's something you could say in their other category for asking for troubles?
Everything in the game is orange. if you look at the box, there is some blue in the box, but all the troubles, the aliens that you're trying to catch, they are all orange. Basically, all the resources you have are orange. The cards are all orange. I've heard other people talk. That's the only reason that I picked it up is because I heard people saying, yeah, everything in this game is orange.
It's orange.
They were right.
Pretty cool. All right. Well, Kelly, thank you for sitting down here and talking with me about the game Asking for Troubles.
Check out SwarmcastPodcast.com for more board game reviews.